iHeart communities, welcome to another fantastic roundtable of fantastic women who are fearless community leaders in our state. We'll start off with our Lieutenant Governor, Susan Bisewitz. Hello.
Hello. So nice to be here to talk about women in innovation. So exciting.
CCAT will present the 17th Annual Women of Innovation Awards, which does recognize and celebrate women throughout Connecticut for their achievement in science, technology, engineering, oh my goodness, and mathematics. That scares me. STEM on Thursday, October 14th at 5 p.m. Now, this is near and dear to your heart, Lieutenant Governor, because you lead a council on women and you're always supporting women in technology, young ladies as well. So I know you have a lot to say, but I do want to introduce our guest before we go any further. Thank you so much for being here. Dr. Jacqueline Garfano, the Chief Technology Officer for the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology, and Carrie Mull, Senior Research Manager, Medtronic. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. All right. So, Lieutenant Governor, talk about women in technology, this Women of Innovation event, and what it means to you.
This is something that is so important. First, ladies, I have been to this ceremony and seen the incredible women honorees, and I look forward to it every year. And here's why I think it's so important to our state, because right now, women make up 57% of the workforce, yet only about 25% of our workforce are women involved in STEM fields. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that important? It's important because we have a huge pay gap in our state still, whereas white women make 81 cents to every dollar a white man makes, black women 59 cents, and Latino women, and this is just terrible, 48 cents on the dollar. And so what is a good way for us to close the gap? The best way, I believe, is to get women and girls interested in STEM fields. And that's why I am the co-chair also of Million Women Mentors that has the goal of getting young girls and young women studying science, technology, arts and math.
Dr. Garifano.
And engineering, right?
Sorry, and engineering. Sorry, you can't leave anything out there.
To leave out the engineers.
And Dr. Garifano is going to go to you right now as well. Talk about, because you're also a presenting sponsor and supporting of this event, what does it mean to you and your company to support this and also be a leading, you know, female in this industry?
So Women of Innovation means a lot to me because I was a recipient of the Collegian Award at the precipice of graduating with a doctoral degree at UConn. And that was just my stepping stone into the workforce. I then worked for United Technologies Research Center. And 10 years later, here I am as CTO of CCAT. So I am a first generation college student. No one in my family, is an engineer, a scientist, nothing like that. So I had solid mentorship in Dr. Christine Broadbridge, who also is a former Women of Innovation honoree from the early 2000s. And, see her, be her is a hashtag and ideology that I try to thrive. And so partnering with Carrie and the CTC, at CCAT, I myself am a champion for women and girls. I consider myself a STEMinist, right?
And oh my goodness, I am going to have to
that we're taking that. That's fantastic.
Using that, STEMinist.
You just started a movement.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Keep it going. So, elevating and shining light on our unsung heroes within academia, within our young population, within, companies like Medtronic and our big to small companies is just so important. So every year I look forward to this event.
Yeah, and there's 36 outstanding finalists in 10 categories in this year's 17th Annual Awards program. So this is a really big deal. I can't wait to see who all the winners are, who could potentially be you in years to come, right? And then, of course, with Medtronic, another sponsor of the event. So I would love to hear from you, Carrie, the same questions. Tell us about yourself and why this is so important and for your company to support.
Yeah, thanks, Renee, for having me. I've been at Medtronic for almost 6 years, and I came to Medtronic as a non-engineer, but someone with a really diverse background in science and healthcare. And so I got my degrees early in chemistry, went and worked in environmental science at two leading academic institutions in the world. One of them is in our state at Yale. And then I moved over and became a director of a small nonprofit educating the public about organ and tissue donation. Mm-hmm. And those two experiences really zigzagging my career led me to Medtronic, to start with Medtronic as the liaison for the research and development division with the hospitals and universities in the state to encourage women and men to enter fields of STEM. And this is how I've started to get involved with the Women of Innovation, and I've been proud to be involved over the last 4 years.
When will equality come? When will that equal pay come? You know, as we're all like shaking our heads here, when will we be recognized at all at the same level?
So I think we have to start working with our youngest children.
Right.
And that's why we just had a Lieutenant Governor's Computing Challenge, and I always joke that the governor's always trying to catch up with us, and he just started a Governor's Computing Challenge. Ours is during the school year. His is during the summertime, trying to engage girls and boys from third grade to high school to get them involved in all of the STEM fields. Because here's what we know. Once you get to fifth grade, girls start dropping out of the STEM subjects. And you could even see it in our computing challenge, where we had more than 500 kids over the past 2 years each year. Girls and boys participated equally up to fifth grade. And as soon as you get to fifth grade, mm-hmm. all of a sudden in middle school, you see this drop. I don't know why that is. So our goal with our computing challenge and with Million Women Mentors is to get young girls and young women to see the power of these fields mm-hmm. and to meet people like the ones that we have around this table. If you can see them, you can imagine mm-hmm. yourself in that field. So that's what Million Women Mentors does. Yeah. They find mentors for young girls and young women.
And Carrie and Dr. Garofano, I just wanted to ask you, have you found yourselves in mentorship positions now? And how do you talk about your industry in your respective fields? Carrie?
I'm actually really excited you said this. My daughter is going into sixth grade, and one of the first things in school this year, her teacher asked, is what do you want to be? And then find what classes you'll need to take. And she proudly writes medical device engineer and has to find these. So at least we've
how cool
yay!
Is that?
We've beaten that curve a little bit. And I think the reason is that Medtronic has been really amazing about supporting initiatives to bring opportunities to what could a career look like in a STEM field. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're at a computer and you're simulating something, although that's really interesting. It also means touching, designing, and in our case, we're designing devices that are used in minimally invasive surgeries that help heal people. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really moving for my daughter and my son through events that Medtronic holds, like Bring Your Child to Work Day and mm-hmm. being involved in initiatives where these are little boys and girls that are normalized, that anybody can go into these fields. And then we're also, you know, We're raising young boys that think it's normal. And I hope that that also starts to make that, you know, that equitable question that you're talking about, when will it be 50-50?
Right.
And hopefully maybe in my kids' generation. And this is, again, you know, with my involvement with Women of Innovation and having the event virtually last year, I made my kids watch behind me on the the screen, watching these amazing women be recognized. And so...
And hearing their stories.
That's right.
Right, and that's exciting too. And Dr. Garofano would like to ask you the same thing.
Sure, so I don't have children, so many of the young people, whether it's folks that I've hired in my previous career to become future leaders of Raytheon Technologies, or students that have gone through, you know, university or college or even high school, or friends of or parents of, right? STEM is not scary. It's an opportunity to just have a conversation and create that spark, because literally that's what it was for me, being brave enough to be inquisitive and say, what do you do? I want to do that. tell me about this, right? It's also about the human condition. So all of the innovation and technology that really women are leading, we have an opportunity to see that, to celebrate that through Women of Innovation, and you know, tell our young generation that they are our future. They are the ones that are really going to push for change, because there's so much more acceptance and inclusivity. And I, being in the workforce for about only 10 years, I'm really excited to see that paradigm shift.
And I'm excited about the sponsors as well as CCAP, but also Medtronic, Pfizer, Sonalis, UConn, Goodroot, and our Venus. I also want to talk a little bit about how people can participate or view or hear these stories. And I don't know if either one of you would like to go ahead and talk about that. But again, these awards are being presented on October 14th at 5 p.m.
Sure. Right now on our website, there's information about all of the finalists that anybody can kind of view and see who these women of innovation are within Connecticut, celebrating these women in all the fields that you've sort of mentioned by our sponsors, and more. And one of the categories I'm particularly interested in is, and I would encourage anyone to go check this out, is we have a youth category with young women that are going into college or in their second or early in their college careers that are really quite amazing and going to do amazing things.
I would ask each of you this, and I'll start with Lieutenant Governor. Because of the pandemic and some of the statistics and things that we're hearing about from different cities across the state, so I haven't compiled it, and I would have to really look at this information. You may know better than I, but some of the concern with some communities was that kids maybe weren't learning at the rate that they were hoping during the pandemic, during some of the at-home. Do you feel this will impact, the next couple of years of schools and also girls and youth learning in these STEM fields? So let me ask you that question, and then, of course, we'll go around.
So I'll say from the perspective of the state of Connecticut, the governor and I have been doing everything's been guiding our policy to make sure that kids are in school for in-person learning, because that is the most powerful way to educate young people, and it's important for their social and emotional development. And so everything we've done has been for that, and I'm so excited to hear that now Pfizer is saying that they are close to having their vaccine approved for children 6 months to 12. Right. Yay, because that will get the rest of our student population in a place where they can be vaccinated. The other thing that I think is really important for girls and young women who are listening to this is that the state of Connecticut is going to be seeing in our state employee population between 25 and 50% of our state workforce is going to be retiring. So in the next 5 years. So this is an incredible opportunity for women in the IT fields, women engineers, women who want to work in the environmental field to take really great opportunities to work for the state of Connecticut. And I'll just say our cabinet secretaries, almost half of them are women. And we've been very intentional about making sure that our Office of Policy Management, the lady who holds the purse for Connecticut is Melissa McCaw. Bongi Mangubane is the person who leads our DMV agency, which is all technology driven. We want our young people and our young women to see women leaders in these areas.
Yeah, and then, and speaking of which, we'll go back to you, Carrie, as well, and then to Dr. Garofino about the maybe the learning lag, if you will, because of the pandemic with your children. I know you can speak to that. Do you have any concerns, or had you heard from any other parents about learning? Because honestly, math has always scared me. So I'm such a disappointment, because my mother was a leader and innovator in IT. She even developed an app for a very well-known company. She won an award on Wall Street. And I'm like, Mom, I don't know how to text on my phone. So my mother is a way cooler than I'll ever be. And my husband, so that is a truth. So I'm very proud of my mother with that. But it does take a certain kind of brain to be able to compute, if you will, this is. But are you concerned at all? Because you have to keep up with it, right? I mean, or I assume
sure.
that.
So, for me, there's so much to worry about as a mother or a father, right? There's
right.
enough to worry about. And so for me, I've sort of normalized that we're all the children are behind, right? And
right.
if they are behind, we've all lost a little bit of a year in our experience of learning. And so therefore, I don't think that we've either, my children are either behind or ahead. And so we live in a great town in Connecticut that has a super school system, and we were really pleased with how they were able to adapt. And
there were
when we started to go back part-time, you know, a few days a week last year, they were able to bring, I remember my daughter was bringing home little science experiments that she was doing in class, like a little baggie of things to do. And mm-hmm. so there was certainly ways that our school district at least tried to extend those STEM opportunities as best they could in the absence of being in the classroom.
And with you being 10 years in this field that you're doing now, and obviously discovering and learning so much, you know, do you have any things that you would offer parents, guardians, and even anybody in the academia fields right now, listening right now, things that they could do to add and or update to these types of classes, especially engineering, you know, because there weren't a lot of options when I went to school for that.
Yeah, that's a great question, but I'll cushion it to say that even in school, I was not great at standardized tests, and this is like way back in the day.
That
and
makes
I know
me
that
feel a lot better
it's
right
different,
now.
Right?
Thank you.
It takes grit and tenacity and drive and creativity and just wanting to really affect change. And I think all of our youth have that, and they rally around each other. So knowing that, you know, even though you may feel as though you're lagging in school, just keep up with it. Ask the questions. Ask for help. Know that, as Carrie said, everyone's in the same boat, right? We're all in this space together. What I will say is there's so many organizations and communities that are rallying around experiential learning, having these challenges, having opportunities to tune in, whether virtually or in person, to see people that you might aspire to be. So there's, you know, getting outside out of your headspace, which can, you know, create negativity, and then also getting outside of the four walls of your house to really just see what the world and Connecticut has to offer. It's really quite powerful.
I encourage everyone to visit womenofinnovation.org for all of the finalists, for all of the details about the presentation. That's Thursday, October 14th at 5 p.m. And I also encourage people to find out ways maybe that you can help. Maybe you're a company, an innovative company in Connecticut that could sponsor this event or have something to offer. And as you're saying, Lieutenant Governor, you know, in the next coming years, when people do retire, there's going to be a boom, really. And I know for a fact there are job fields that need help right now. So this is an opportunity for young women to grow and learn and really actually come out of school with an amazing job.
And I'll tell you, and I'd love to hear these ladies' perspective on this, but I talk to Connecticut employers all the time who tell me that they need engineers, they need CNC licensed machinists, and that's a computer science job now. So there are opportunities as we speak. There are internships with the state of Connecticut and with private companies as we speak, and so many employers across our state who are looking to hire people in these fields.
Well, you know, I know you wanted to hear from them, and I think we're running out of time, but I would encourage everyone to visit womenofinnovation.org to check out this amazing event on Thursday, October 14th. 36 outstanding finalists in 10 categories. This is the 17th annual awards program. Carrie Mull, I would like you, Senior Research Manager in Medtronics, to go ahead and give your last thoughts and maybe go back to what Lieutenant Governor was just mentioning.
Yes, absolutely. Again, I'm just thrilled to be here representing Women of Innovation. It's just an amazing opportunity to highlight the women in our state that are doing amazing things and bringing the opportunity to sort of share all of the jobs and careers that our sponsors and many other companies around the state have for opportunities, whether it's in pharmaceutical or engineering and med device or environmental work. So the Women of Innovation is an amazing event to celebrate women in all of these fields. And thanks, Renee, for having us.
Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Jacqueline Garofano, Chief Technology Officer, CCAT. So thank you for being here, too. But I also would like to hear your last thoughts on this.
The lieutenant governor was sharing that we need folks in our workforce now, and that does not necessitate having a 4 or 8 year degree. So there's opportunities for just-in-time learning, training. You could go through apprenticeship programs. Companies, you know, our youth are digital natives. I'm kind of in that in-between space. But they are so ripe for disrupting our state and our community of technology and STEM. So although it's aspiring and inspiring to, you know, look to someone like myself who, you know, first gen going through college, I had strong mentorship. It's what we're all here for. That's the 800 women in our community of Women of Innovation. So I just encourage you to join us.
womeninnovation.org. Lieutenant Governor, always a pleasure to have you here. Any closing thoughts?
Yes. So check out Connecticut Million Women Mentors, because if you are a young girl or young woman interested in pursuing any of the STEM fields, find a mentor through them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Maybe one of these fine women at our table here today. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much.